help someone? Somebody need any help? Can I help someone? Somebody need any help? Somebody need any assistance? Can I help someone? Somebody need any help? Can I help someone? Somebody need any help?
Understand. It doesn't make a question. station. Station of the China. And say her, oh, meet, Coville. And red bag with fear, Vincent. This school chicken. School chicken. For the toy from the big dick. And its name of Placido Small Orson. With.
This day has brought terrible news and great sadness to our country, Texas.
Last hope for some. struggles, conflicts, and wars among our enemies are our greatest ally. They are, without a doubt, the greatest support of our government and our revolution.
Arms. We will have to
referring
take
to the inevitability
we will
of another
be
global
conflict.
And we shall do so in order to throw
and
war
into
the
world.
Escapes will not sit with folded arms.
In line
we will have to
take
repeatedly against
we will
be
the
last
free
in the name of
some
we
shall
do so
in order to throw
the collaboration
low.
Communists took over Cuba
on the way
in
of
essentially
the middle class
rebellions until
We saw destruction and tragedy.
Such thinking
lay farther than we can see.
In August 1939,
there's comfort
to sign a non-aggression treaty with
the words of the prophet Isaiah.
A secret protocol.
Lift your eyes and look to the heavens. Who created all this? He who brings out the starry hosts one by one and calls them each by name. Because of his great power and mighty strength.
Ever had this experience? At one of said, hey, can you get me the salt?
That we can pray that all are safe to home.
And the man who has foreign
may God bless
signed
the grieving families.
Delivered
may
a speech.
God, may God continue to bless
sailing France and England
America.
Waging war on Hitler.
He declared
that
terrible news.
The ideology of
and great sadness to our country,
Texas
system,
can be accepted.
There are no
survivors.
Start turning our attitudes around and doing something different with our thinking. We're going to turn fears and frustrations into how questions.
Knowing they had a high,
it's very common for people to become whoops
because of their courage,
obstacle minded, and to talk themselves in ways that make obstacles bigger. Never use your mind to creatively imagine or figure out why you won't succeed or put limitations in your way. If you're going to doubt or question anything, question your own limitations. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to write down your top three fears and frustrations. We're going to turn them into future positive challenge questions, beginning with the word how. How do I? How can I? How to? Where I'm going with this is, I've known a lot of people, really smart people, that take their really creative, incredibly smart, brilliant mind, and they use it to create limitations for themselves. And for those of you who have studied the mind, you understand how the unconscious mind works. What happens is you ask your unconscious mind a question, it starts giving you answers. Your unconscious mind doesn't care what the question is, it just starts handing you responses and starts giving you answers. So if you say, why am I such a screw-up, your unconscious mind will start giving you all the reasons why you're such a screw-up, and then you have proof. Then you won't have proof that you're a screw-up. So if you're negative, your mind will think negative. On the other hand, if you're positive, if you ask constructive questions, your mind will automatically start coming up with constructive positive answers. So we're going to go through an exercise right here. Today I'm going to teach you several exercises that are going to help change the way you think inside of your own mind. And this is for you. So here's what happens. Who's got a fear of frustration? Who's got a fear of frustration around
here?
Okay. Just go ahead and yell it out.
And they face them willingly.
Frustration with meeting women.
They had a high
okay, so how do you turn frustration with meeting women into a how question?
And daring and idealism.
Kind of thing that really excites me.
Freedom
of speech. Going back.
Our freedom to vote and assemble and disagree.
How about how can I meet women?
The families of these men. They want to overthrow existing governments in many Muslim countries.
Because if you're thinking about the frustration, then your mind's going to be working on frustration.
They want to drive Israel out of the Middle East.
Overcoming frustration, there's like there isn't an opposite
of Asia.
There isn't any. Right? So if you learn how to meet
these
women,
terrorists kill not merely to end lives,
care, right?
So, but to disrupt
off of that. So
end
how
a way of life.
So frustration.
With every atrocity, they hope that America grows fearful, retreating from the world.
Frustration becomes how
and forsaking our friends.
To
what they stand against us because we stand in their way.
That will.
We're not deceived by their pretenses.
If you had this handle, it would handle that.
We have seen their kind before. They're the heirs of all the murderous ideologies
of the
20th
century.
By sacrificing human life to serve their radical visions, by abandoning every value except the will to power, they follow in the path of fascism, Nazism, and totalitarianism, and they will follow that path all the way to where it ends, in history's unmarked grave of discarded lives.
Okay, so the fear is that women are laughing at each other. Okay. So what do you have how can I inspire all respect? Okay. And I'm even suggest who cares?
And there's no shortage of courage out there everywhere. The way they are addressed, what the person said, they turn on the TV, they hear the news, recommended by this, someone didn't use language that they didn't like, someone doesn't share the same customs that you, and people all day long, in fact, if you keep track tomorrow, you will find probably 100 reasons that you can go around being offended.
I appreciate so very much the members
but a mind that is open to everything and attached to nothing is a mind that says, I'm never looking for anything to be offended.
I thank the many world leaders.
Well, and that whatever anybody else out there has to say, my response to that is,
America and our friends and allies, join with all those who want peace and security in the world.
I remember being interviewed for a morning television show.
Tonight I ask you to pray.
When we close our minds to what is possible for us,
this experimental
or what is possible
model,
for humanity,
perhaps you noticed that the house itself is constructed entirely of plastics.
And I pray that resides and lives in each and every one of us.
Feeling just feel great.
Having an open mind doesn't necessarily mean finding fault with all of the things that you've been taught by others.
It means no one here has a fear of frustration around women at all.
This is a day when all reality
and the possibility
of
making a fool of yourself.
Anything and everything is possible.
Can you
so having
take my
mind that is open to everything?
Making a fool of yourself or feeling stupid or doing things that are
really means
dumb.
Okay. Give me an example
the ability to
of something that you do that might make you feel stupid.
So
answering the question.
Answering
this question. Is there a situation that where you might feel stupid or dumb? Trust me, everybody else.
Spend their lives. Looking
nothing
for occasion.
Talking to women about things they have no clue
our way of life.
What it's about. Our
very okay.
You start talking to women and then you start talking about
serious
things that they don't understand
deadly,
or don't
care.
Okay, so how can you turn that into a how question?
Airplanes are out there everywhere.
When they're off
the way
positive,
the dressed,
looking
the
for a solution.
Said, they turn on their TV, they hear the news, they're offended by this. Someone didn't. Someone used language that they didn't like. Someone doesn't share the same customs that you, and people all day long. In fact, if you keep track tomorrow, you will find probably 100 reasons that you can go around being offended.
Huge structures collapsing. That filled us with disbelief, terrible sadness,
establish justice,
and a quiet,
ensure domestic
these acts of mass murder were intended to frighten the nation into chaos
and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Despite the graceful, lightweight appearance of the suspended wings of this house,
Each one is able to support more than 13 tons. The floors on which you are walking, gently sloping walls around you, and even the ceilings are made of plastics. Furnishings as well as the house itself are almost 100% man-made. Hardly a natural material appears in anything like its original state anywhere in the building.
It is open to everything, and attached to nothing is a mind that says, I'm never looking for anything to be offended by. And that whatever anybody else out there has to say, my response to that is, that's an interesting point of view. I've never considered that before. I remember being interviewed for a morning television show.
Everywhere by sponsoring and sheltering and supplying terrorists, by aiding and abetting murder, the Taliban regime is committing murder.
The home of the future is the only one of its kind in the world. The project was conceived more than 10 years ago during a plastics research program financed by Monsanto at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. In effect, you, the visitor, are part of this continuing research program.
Please call Stella. Ask her to bring these things with her from the store. 6 spoons of fresh snow peas, 5 thick slabs of blue cheese, and maybe a snack for her brother Bob. We also need a small plastic snake and a big toy frog for the kids. She can scoop these things into the 3 red bags, and we will go meet her Wednesday at the train station.
Please call Stella. Ask her to bring these things with her from the store. 6 spoons of fresh snow peas, 5 thick slabs of blue cheese, and maybe a snack for her brother Bob. We also need a small plastic snake and a big toy frog for the kids. She can scoop these things into 3 red bags, and we will go meet her Wednesday at the train station.
Please call Steve. Ask her to bring these things with her from the store. 6 spoons of fresh snow peas, 5 thick of blue cheese, and maybe snack for her brother Paul. We also need a small plastic snack and a big toy frog for the kid. She can scoop these things into 3 red bags, and we will go meet her Wednesday at the train station.
Please call Stella. Ask her to bring these things with her from the store. 6 spoons of fresh snow peas, 5 thick slabs of blue cheese, and maybe a snack for her brother Bob. We also need a small plastic snake and a big toy frog for the kids. She can scoop these things into 3 red bags, and we will go meet her Wednesday at the train station.
Please call Stella. Ask her to bring these things with her from the store. 6 spoons of fresh snow peas, 5 thick snaps of blue cheese, and maybe a snack for her brother Bob. We also need a small plastic snake and a big toy frog for the kids. She can put these things into 3 red bags, and we will go meet her Wednesday at the train station.
Please call Stella. Ask her to bring these things with her from the store. 6 spoons of fresh snow peas, 5 thick slabs of blue cheese, and maybe a snack for her brother Bob. We also need a small plastic snake and a big toy frog for the kids. She can scoop these things into 3 red bags, and we will go meet her Wednesday at the train station.
Please call Stella. Ask her to bring these things with her from the store. 6 spoons of fresh snow peas, 5 thick slabs of blue cheese, and maybe a snack for her brother Bob. We also need a small plastic snake and a big toy frog for the kids. She can scoop these things into 3 red bags, and we will Go meet her Wednesday at the train station.
Please call Estella. Ask her to bring these things with her from the store. 6 spoons for fresh snow peas. 5 thick suburbs of blue cheeses. And maybe a snack for her brother Bob. We also need a small plastic snack and a big toy frog for the kids. She can scoop these things into 3 red bags. And we will go meet her Wednesday at the train station.
Please call Stella. Ask her to bring these things with her from the store. 6 spoons of fresh snow peas. 5 thick slabs of blue cheese, and maybe a snack for her brother Bob. We also need a small plastic snake and a big toy frog for the kids. She can scoop these things into 3 red bags, and we will go meet her on Wednesday at the train station.
Please call Stella. Ask her to bring these things with her. Stuff. 6 spoons of fresh snow peas, 5 thick slabs of blue cheese, and maybe a snack for her brother Bob. We also need a small plastic of snake.
Please call Stella. Ask her to bring these things with her from the store. 6 spoons of fresh snow peas, 5 thick slabs of blue cheese, and maybe a snack for her brother Bob. We also need a simple small plastic snacks and a big toy frog for the kids. She can scoop these things into 3 red bags, and we will go meet her Wednesday.
Stella, ask her to bring these things from the store. 6 spoons of fresh snow peas, 5 thick slabs of blue cheese, and maybe a snack for her brother Bob. We also need a small plastic snake and a big toy frog for the kids. She can scoop these things into 3 red bags, and we will meet her Wednesday.
Establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare.
Please call Estella. Ask her to bring these things with her from the store. 6 spoons of fresh snow peas, 5 thick slabs of blue cheese, and maybe a snack for her brother Bob. We also need a small plastic snake and a big toy frog for the kid. She can scoop this thing into 3 red bags, and we will come meet her Wednesday at the train station.
Please call Stella, 495-KVRX.
Please call Stella, ask her to bring these things with her from the store. 6 spoons of fresh snow peas, 5 sticks slabs of blue cheese, and maybe a snack for her brother Bob. We also need a small plastic snake and a big toy frog for the kids. She can scoop these things into 3 red bags, and we will go meet her Wednesday at the train station.
Is she bringing things from the store? Hi, what is this? Can you tell me what this is?
Stella.
Please bring these things.
Please call Stella. Ask her to bring these things with her from the store. 6 spoons of fresh snow peas, 5 sticks and slabs of blue cheese, and maybe a snake for her brother Bob. We also need a small plastic snake.
Hello, Stella.
A toy frog for the kids. She can scoop these things into 3 red bags. And we will go meet her Wednesday at the train station.
Are you calling Stella?
Yes, I'd like to
please
speak
call
to Stella,
Stella.
Please.
Ask her to bring these things with her from the store. 6 spoons of fresh snow peas, 5 thick slabs of blue cheese, and maybe a snack for her brother Bob.
What does your brother Bob like to eat for a snack?
Tootsie Roll.
How many Tootsie Rolls?
17.
How many did Stella bring?
15. She was short 2 Tootsie Rolls.
Please call Stella. Ask her to bring these things with her from the store. 6 spoons of fresh snow peas, 5 thick slabs of blue cheese, and maybe a snack for her brother Bob. We also need a small plastic snake and a big toy frog for the kids. She can scoop these things into 3 red bags, and we will go meet her Wednesday at the train station.
Can you review that for us?
No.
You get a prize.
I don't know.
If you can repeat it all, you get a prize.
Stella.
I don't know, wasn't correct.
Stella, pick up some snow peas and meet me at the train station.
Keep going.
And bring something for the kids.
Bring what?
Tootsie Roll.
Please call Stella. Ask her to bring these things with her. From the store. 6 spoons of fresh snow peas, 5 thick slabs of blue cheese, and maybe a snack for her brother's son. We also need a small plastic snake and a big toy frog clock for the kids. She can scoop these things into 3 red bags. And we'll go meet Wednesday.
Are you ready to try again?
Sure.
And anytime you're ready, begin.
Stella, will you go to the store? I need some toothpaste. A quart of milk, some Cheerios, some toilet paper, a couple bananas, and maybe a pint of ice cream. Meet me at the train station.
Anything for the kids?
Heroin.
Please go. Ask her to bring the things with her from the store. 6 spoons of fresh snow peas, 5 thick slabs of blue cheese, and maybe a snack for her brother Bob. We also need a small plastic snake, and a big toy frog for the kids. She can scoop these things into 3 red bags and we will go meet her Wednesday at the train station.
Please call Stella. Ask her to bring these things with her from the store. 6 spoons of fresh snow peas, 5 thick slabs of blue cheese, and maybe a snack for her brother Bob. We also need a small plastic snake and a big toy frog from the kids. She can scoop these things into 3 red bags and we will go meet her Wednesday at the train station.
How do I avoid doing stupid things?
A couple of you can probably hear where this is going here. How do I avoid stupid things? So he's still focused on the negative. Still focused on getting away from what he doesn't want rather than towards what he does want. Yes, I'm going to say...
How to say cool things.
Okay, there you go. So I'm going to say respectfully that what you might have going on is you might have a focus on the negative. You might be... put up big pictures of the negative and think negative things, and when you think of how to get what you think is, how do I get away from that, rather than just taking all that and putting it over here and going, what do I want, and let's go straight there. And when those things come up for you that are programmed or you just feel that just happened to you, instead of going, how do I get past that, you just go, okay, it's okay, and you set that aside and get back on, how do I get what I want?
Ask him to read this book.
Because it's okay.
After doing that,
I mean, there are magazines, you know, what is it, The Skeptic, and there are all these kind of realistic thinking groups, and, you know, I've read a lot of this stuff on the internet. And, yeah, it's a good idea to be, skeptical of things. It's a good idea to not buy into things in the short term.
If he thinks he can do the job in some other way, or prefers some other spiritual approach, encourage him to follow his own conscience. We have no monopoly on God. We merely have an approach that works
five
with us.
Six
but point out that we alcoholics have much in common.
And maybe
you would
a
like
snack
in any
for
case
her
to
brother
friendly.
Bob.
Let it go
we
that.
Also need a
do
small
not be
plastic
your
snack
and
a big bottle.
Search out another alcoholic and try again.
She can
you are sure to find someone desperate enough to accept what you are.
Bags, and we will
you find it a waste of time to keep chasing the man who cannot or will not work with you. If you leave such a person alone, you may soon become convinced that he cannot recall by himself. To spend too much time on any one situation is to deny some other alcoholic an opportunity to live and be happy.
Fresh snow peas, 5 or 6 slabs of blue cheese, and maybe a snack for her brother Bob. We also need a small plastic snack, and a big toy frog for the kids. She can scoop those things in 3 red bags, and we will get go meet her Wednesday at the train station.
Please call Stella. Ask her to bring these things with her from the store. 6 spoons of fresh snow peas, 5 thick slabs of blue cheese, and maybe a snack for her brother Bob. We also need a small plastic snake and a big toy frog for the kids. She can scoop these things into 3 red bags, and we will go meet her Wednesday at the train station.
Please call Stella. Ask her to bring these things with her from the store. 6 spoons of fresh snow peas, 5 thick slabs of blue cheese, and maybe a snack for her brother Bob. We also need a small plastic snake and a big toy frog for the kids. She can scoop these things into 3 red bags, and we will go meet her Wednesday at the train station.
Please call Stella. Ask her to bring those things with her from the store. 6 spoons of fresh snow peas, 5 thick slices of blue cheese,
maybe snack for her father, Bob. We also need small plastic snack and big toy fork for the kids. She can scoop those things in the three red bags and we will go meet her Wednesday at the train station.
Please call Stella. Ask her to bring these things with her from the store. 6 spoons of fresh snow peas, 5 thick slabs of blue cheese, and maybe a snack for her brother Bob. We also need a small plastic snake and a big toy frog for the kids. She can scoop these things into 3 red bags. And we will go meet her Wednesday at the train station.
Please call Stella. Ask her to bring these things from her. Ask her to bring these things to her from the store. 6 spoons of fresh snow peas, 5 thick slabs of blue cheese, and maybe a snack for her brother Bob. We also need a small plastic snake and a big toy frog for the kids. She can scoop these things into 3 red bags, and we will go meet her Wednesday at the train station.
Please call Stella. Ask her to bring these things with her from the store. 6 spoons of fresh snow peas, 5 thick slabs of blue cheese, and maybe a snack for her brother Bob. We also need a small plastic snake and a big toy frog for the kids. She can scoop these things into 3 red bags and we will go meet her Wednesday at the train station.
Please call Stella. Ask her to bring these things with her from the store. 6 spoons of fresh snow peas, 5 thick slabs of blue cheese, and maybe a snack for her brother Bob. We also need a small plastic snake and a big toy for Frog for the kids. We can scoop these things into 3 red bags, and we will go meet her Wednesday at the train station.
Please call Stella. Ask her to bring these things with her from the store. 6 spoons of fresh snow peas, 5 thick slabs of blue cheese, and maybe a snack from her brother Bob. We also need a small plastic snake and a big toy frog for the kids. She can scoop these things into 3 red bags, and we will go meet her Wednesday at the train station.
Please call Stella. Ask her to bring these things with her from the store. 6 spoons of fresh snow peas, 5 thick staples of blue cheese, and maybe a snake for her brother Bob. We also need a small plastic snake and a big toy frog for the kids. She can scoop these things into 3 red bags, and we will go meet her Wednesday at the train station.
Please call Stella. Ask her to bring these things with her from the store. 6 spoons of fresh snow peas, 5 thick slabs of blue cheese, and maybe a snack for her brother Bob. We also need a small plastic snake and a big toy frog for the kids. She can scoop these things into 3 red bags, and we will go meet her Wednesday at the train station.
Please call Stella after bring these things with her from the store. 6 spoons of fresh snow peas, 5 thick slabs of blue cheese, and maybe a snack for her brother Bob. We also need a small plastic snack and a big toy for the kids. She can scoop these things into 3 red bags, and we will go meet her Wednesday at the train station.
Please call Stella. Ask her to bring these things with her from the store.
6 spoons of fresh new peas, 5-6 slabs of blue cheese, and maybe a snack for my brother Bob. We also need a small plastic snack and a big toy frog for the kids. She can scoop these things into 3 red bags, and we will go meet her Wednesday at the train station.
Please call Stella. Ask her to bring these things with her from the store. 6 spoons of French snow peas, 5 big slabs of blue cheese, and maybe a snack for her brother Bob. We also need a small plastic snack and a big toy frog for the kids. She can scoop these things into 3 red bags, and we will go meet her Wednesday at the train station.
Please call Stella. Ask her to bring these things with her from the store. 6 spoons of fresh snow peas, 5 thick slabs of blue cheese, and maybe a snack of her brother Bob. We also need a small plastic snake and a big toy frog for the kids. She can scoop these things into the three red bags, and we'll go meet her Wednesday at the train station.
Please call Stella. Ask her to bring these things with her from the store. 6 spoons of fresh snow peas, 5 thick slabs of blue cheese, and maybe a snack for her brother Bob. We also need a small plastic snake and a big toy frog for the kids. She can scoop these things into 3 red bags, and we will go meet her Wednesday at the train station.
Please call Stella. Ask her to bring these things with her from the store. 6 spoons of fresh snow peas, 5 thick slabs of blue cheese, and maybe a snack for her brother Bob. We also need a small plastic snake and a big toy frog for the kids. She can scoop these things into 3 red bags, and we'll go to meet her Wednesday at the train station.
So, 6 spoons, call Stella, ask her about to bring these things with her from the store. 6 spoons of fresh snow peas, 5 thick slabs of blue cheese, and maybe a snack of her brother Bob. We also need a small plastic snack and a big toy frog for the kids. She can scoop these things into 3 red bags, and we will go meet her Wednesday at the train station. Please call Stella. Ask her to bring these things with her from the store. 6 spoons of fresh snow peas, 5 thick slabs of blue cheese, and maybe a snack for her brother Bob.
Thanks to Co-op for another fine broadcasting day. The 91.7 frequency now switches over to KVRX Austin.
She can scoop the things into 3 red bags. Go meet her Wednesday at the train station.
Please call Taylor. Ask her to bring these things with her from the store. 6 spoons of fresh snow peas, 5 thick slabs of blue cheese, and maybe a snack for her brother Bob. We also need a small plastic snack and a big toy frog for the kids. She can scoop these things into 3 red bags, and we will go meet her Wednesday at the train station.
Please, Stella, ask her to bring these things with her.
food from the store. 6 spoons of fresh snow peas, 5-6 slabs of blue cheese, and maybe a snack for her brother. We also need a small plastic snake and a big toy frog for the kids. She can scoop these things into 2 red bags, and we will go meet her one day at the front.
KBRX Austin.
Please call Stella. Ask her to bring these things with her from the store. 6 spoons of fresh snow peas, 5-6 slabs of blue cheese, and maybe a snack for another dog. We also need a small plastic snake and a big toy dog for the kids. She can scoop these things into 3 red bags, and we will go meet her Wednesday at the train station.
where to find me after that. I know just how to lie. I know just how to go hit, and I know just how to see. I know just when to face truth, and then I know just when to see. And I know just where to touch you, and I know just what to prove. I know just to rebuild up, and I know when to let you lose. And I know the night.